C.R. Anthony's philosophy, I have it written here, when we come to making a decision on the selling price of an article, it should not be how much but how little we sell it for and still make a profit. I think you've already made a comment on that.
Yes, that's exactly right, and I'll bet more people than just me could tell you that's exactly what the philosophy was.
Now, he retired in 1972, and then your father, Guy, served as president from 72 until 1980.
That is correct.
And then Ray Anthony, the eldest son, that would be your uncle, served as chair of the board and treasurer for 12 years. Is that true?
I believe so. And, hey, I'm a public official. I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. By 1972, Mr. C.R. Anthony was, I think, about 86 years old. Anyway, he was well into his 80s. He had had several heart attacks. His health was failing and so forth. Now, he held that title for a number of years when his two sons and his two sons-in-laws were actually more managing the business and so forth. But those are the dates of actual having those designations. My Uncle Ray was more of a numbers person, and he was the treasurer, just as you indicated. My father was more on the personnel and the management side of the business, and they worked together, and that's kind of how they divided up the responsibilities. Some of the uncles were big on the advertising and merchandising and sales promotion side, and one of them was more on the legal and the leasing side as well. So we divided things up.
So in 1980, the grandson of Charles Ross Anthony, Bob Anthony, you become the company's third president, and you were only 32 years old.
That is correct. C.R. Anthony started the first store in 1922, and for 50 years was the first president. Guy Anthony, my dad, was for the next 8 years. That took us from 72 to 80, and then from 80 to 87, I was president, and I was 32 years old when I started. It was the largest privately owned firm headquartered in Oklahoma, both in terms of numbers of employees and in terms of dollar sales.
Was it known for some time that you were going to be the president? You probably had other family. I mean, it could be cousins, whatever. How did you come to be the president at 32?
I'm one of six brothers, and I think I counted and said a minute ago we had 23 first cousins, lots of whom were working in the company. No, I don't think any of us were ordained to hold any particular position. I did have the title for about 2 years as assistant to the president. My dad was the president. I was the one that was selected. I was also a chairman of the executive committee and president. My uncle was the chairman of the board, and he was treasurer, too, at the starting time.
Your education probably served you well through all of that, perhaps probably put you ahead of the ball game.
There were other members of the family that had the advantage of top-flight education. I think they appreciated that. I think there was a respect for the Wharton School of Finance. I think we all worked hard. Probably picking me as president showed a little bit of a lack of imagination. Now, if people think the family owned 99% of the company, that wasn't true. It was just about half, because so many store managers had been so successful and had put a lot of their earnings back into owning stock. It's a little bit like the Walmart company. Some of those early store managers became very successful and very wealthy. So the ownership of the company was somewhat diverse. Actually, most of our board of directors were active executives of the company. We didn't have so much in the way of outside directors.
Was this a novel idea? And about 1985, you introduced your own credit card. Were you kind of the first in the country to be doing that?
Yes, we call that a private label credit card, but it was non-recourse debt. Okay, Citibank, or one of their subsidiaries that did Citibank credit, the card had our name on it, just like JCPenney's card has their name on it. But they took the credit risk. If you wanted to apply for a card, you gave your credit information to this credit processing company, Citibank. So they administered that, and they had the credit risk. It was getting, especially in the malls, where especially the young shoppers wanted to have credit cards and so forth, and it went beyond the Visa MasterCard. By the way, Sears private label credit, but that was where they carried the credit risk themselves. That's a big difference. I think they introduced credit to the mass of American shoppers.